A summit of North American leaders. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. President Biden meeting with leaders of Canada and Mexico today with several topics on the agenda.
Under 11 other bullet points on supply chains, education, emissions, food waste, decarbonization, electric vehicles, and conservation, there are plans to address irregular migration and drug trafficking. They include finalizing and implementing the plan to address root causes. On drugs, the plan is to resume the dialogue.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Mexico City. While the president attends that summit, he is coming under criticism for his first visit to the southern U.S. border on Sunday, a bipartisan group of senators touring the border themselves.
These senators got an up-close look at the border, also getting a chance to speak with the Border Patrol agents who are on the front line. They were able to hear about how human and drug smugglers are able to cross into the U.S., either through checkpoints or through unpopulated areas. Arizona's independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema co-leading this delegation.
Fox's Mark Meredith in El Paso, Texas. President Biden also under the microscope as the Justice Department reviews documents found in an office he previously used.
These documents reportedly pertained to Ukraine and Iran, both which would be pertinent because as vice president for Barack Obama, Joe Biden talked about Ukraine and Iran a fair amount. We don't know who exactly had access over the last few years to this facility.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Administration officials are cooperating with the DOJ and National Archives. Former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg sentenced to 5 months in jail and 5 years probation on multiple tax crimes.
He deeply regrets the lapse in judgment that resulted in his conviction.
Weisselberg's attorney Nick Gravanti, his sentence part of a plea deal after testifying against the Trump Organization in trial. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Atmospheric river storms continue to batter California.
Pacific Gas and Electric says it's working to restore power to nearly 190,000 customers as extreme weather in California has caused downed trees, flooding, and mudslides, killing at least 14 people. More than 30,000 were under evacuation orders in Santa Cruz County, south of San Francisco, and roughly 10,000 in Santa Barbara County. Officials on the Central Coast say a five-year-old boy is feared dead after the vehicle he was in was swept away by floodwaters. California under a federal state of emergency following back-to-back atmospheric river storms. The National Weather Service reveals rainfall levels are 400 to 600% above average for the state. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul announcing a significant investment to address mental health in her state.
In her State of the State address, Governor Hochul committed to earmarking $1 billion to mental health care, ending what she called an underinvestment that has become a public safety issue. Her plan, she says, will increase the medical care available.
We will add 1,000 inpatient psychiatric beds by funding 150 from the state and bringing 850 psych beds in hospitals back online.
Governor Hochul also plans to increase residential units for continued mental health care. Her address also proposed improvements to housing, law enforcement manpower, and transit, among other needs. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Award season kicks off in Hollywood with the Golden Globes this evening. Comedian Gerard Carmichael will serve as the ceremony's host. The Banshees of Inisherin took the top spot among films with 8 Golden Globe nominations, while Abbott Elementary schooled the competition on the TV side with 5. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all up after this trading day. I'm Matt Napolitano. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.